This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the biggest L on the show this week has to be, well, of course, outside of today's G-Bag of the Day, it would be the rash of Gavin Dawson.
Yeah, poor guy.
Swimming around some hotel pool waters.
Yeah, I got a rash.
just an absolute nightmare.
Right there on the waistline, too.
Yeah, the way he was describing it, Dawson is this type of guy. Matter of fact, he sent me a text message last night. About 10 o'clock.
Was it a rash pick?
Yeah,
was it a
pick? He's like, I appreciate you getting on me about my rash.
SMS message.
He was having fun, you know. And I'm like,
it seems like
that Dawson could be standing next to something and it just jumps onto him. You know, it's just like that, you know, poison ivy or whatever, just kind of.
Very susceptible.
Very susceptible.
He's got a vulnerable epidermis, man.
Yep.
Just the fact of the matter about Dawson. So we're thinking about. Thinking about that L for Dawson, he's going to be coaching. I mean, he's going to be coaching with a rash this weekend. I mean, just think about that.
Scratching as he's communicating with
yeah,
kids. Nobody, somebody in stands like, man, what's going on with dude?
Like, man, coach is extra ornery today, yeah, guys. I don't really understand what's going on. But, poor dude's dealing with a motel pool rash, okay?
It's funny,
give him a
damn
break.
You were talking about, though, like sleeping in like college beds, you know, like
dorm room,
beds.
Trash beds.
That's the situation for him this weekend.
Oh, that's what he's doing?
Yeah, he has. I told him, I said, listen, dude, go get like an air mattress or something to put on top of the bed. And he's like, oh, it's a good idea. You know, so I'm sure he didn't bring an air mattress.
Well, he better have brought some calamine lotion. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, seriously, Chief, how about the time he showed up with no luggage?
To Vegas for the Super Bowl. Yeah.
He showed up with not a bag. Like his backpack.
Just a money clip.
Was
for
he
gambling.
On the run?
Just a money,
I don't know what
money
the
clip.
Deal
no, you know, what he said? He goes, they got away from me.
They got away from
they
me.
They got away from me.
I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess so. Now you're just going to wing it without a bag.
He showed up without a piece of luggage
he
for
made
a
it
week,
through.
5 days.
He went to Target, got some white tees and some undies, allegedly.
He dressed like he was on a sting operation.
That's right.
Just need some T-shirts and pants. I'm sitting in his car all day.
We were discussing the L that Scottie Scheffler's caddy Ted Scott there. He was struggling. Looked like going through dope withdrawal, said the 817.
Yeah.
And that's very, very true. And a lot of people were texting in that their worst time and place that they've ever been sick. For me, it was at a ninth grade high school orientation. Just absolutely disastrous. The 940, this is Jeff and Sanger. Back in the early 90s, I was flying from Texas to Utah. He was going to be bowling in the National Tourney. And he says he got the flu, puking, coming out of both ends, throat swollen, major fever, lying on the airport floor in order to fly whenever I got there instead of having fun visiting Utah. I stayed in my hotel room, bowled with a 102.3 fever. That's just a nightmare.
He bowled like a 290?
I don't know if he had his Jordan flu game or not.
He
didn't give me the details on how good he performed, but the fact that he got out there in general is pretty dang impressive. You have 469. I was under the weather as a kid. My parents took me on the Galveston Ferry. I got sick on top of it, violently ill. That's miserable.
That's,
any type
that's
of just, public sickness
that's
or
motion
pain.
Sickness. That's like on the water, right? Did he get?
He's just puking into the waters there while he's on the ferry. That's a real bad situation, man. Somebody says 512 federal court jury duty, had pneumonia. I mean, my gosh, what are they doing putting you on the jury squad when they can see you're fighting through that? That's crazy.
They dismissed him. They didn't even know he was sick. They just thought he was nervous.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweating and everything.
Our buddy Tim from Carthage, he got an L because he was trying to send Walchuk some Tito's, but he door dashed it to my house. And so he was like, "Well, that's supposed to be for Walchuk." I'm like, "I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want from me, dude."
I know what you're talking about.
We're making some transfusions over here. If you know, Walchuk could come over to my place now.
I'll get it to him.
Hey, big dub for the city or Texas suburb that is Coppell.
Okay, wait a minute. You almost pulled a Blake Elliott there, didn't you? Were you struggling with where it was located?
Well, it was a suburb. I was like, a suburb or city. Yeah. I don't, you know. But Coppell.
Right next to us. Los Colinas, then there's right over there.
Yeah, but you kind of like stumbled through.
I limped into it. There's no question.
You were kind of thinking,
and I have no real explanation.
Which direction am I going with this place?
He thought it was out there by Waco.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with Coppell. They used to smack us around. I played for the Keller Youth Football League growing up, and anytime we played Coppell, I mean, they crushed us.
I did radio for Coppell High School for 4 years. They got some good football players over there.
Yeah, they were dominating us. But Coppell this week was ranked number 5 in Travel and Leisure's best suburbs to live in the United States.
I believe that. I do believe that. It's a very nice place to drive through.
Yep. Coppell is the only North Texas city on the rankings list of the top 10. You did have Cinco Ranch, which is west of Houston. That was the only other Texas suburb on the ranking. They actually came in at number 2.
Five Ranch, huh?
Cinco Ranch, west of Houston, is apparently one hell of a suburb.
McKinney didn't make the list?
McKinney did not make the list.
Allen?
No. You had a place in this is for the entire United States of America.
Wow.
So there's only 2 suburbs in Texas that made it.
Coppell stand up.
Coppell standing up at number 5. Pretty impressive. Cinco Ranch, just outside of Houston, is number 2. And then you had a city in Georgia, one in Michigan, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, Indiana, Virginia, Pennsylvania.
Which one's the hardest one to say?
Probably North Bethesda.
Oh yeah, Bethesda, Maryland. It's beautiful over there.
Yeah.
Anne Arundel, Bethesda. That's a beautiful little area.
Isn't that where they like the Walter Reed Hospital is?
Yes,
like
sir.
In Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I know I went to Walter Reed. Yeah. I feel like that was more DC. I don't know.
That might be. Yeah.
We had a big L for a school teacher who was
not again.
This is a funnier one.
Oh.
This isn't the like trying to shag the kids teacher getting fired.
Diddling.
This is a guy who was on the work computer or phone or whatever. Like they could monitor what he was doing, and he was just spending like all of his time while he was supposed to be teaching playing Candy Crush.
Oh,
we have a Candy Crush addict on our hands.
Well,
who was
better than something else?
Yeah,
oh, no,
saying.
No doubt. Yeah. No, that's why it's funnier. Yeah. You know, like this is just a guy
you
who's
an obligation
addicted
to tell
a phone game.
The people who do you have an obligation as a business to tell people that we're monitoring your computer?
100%, you do. Yeah,
they probably tell you you don't know. You just signed out for it.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, they called it the District Wellbeing App. That tracked like the phone and the computer usage so they can make sure that at least like during school hours or whatever, you're actually paying attention to what you're supposed to be doing. This dude was putting in like 5.5 hours worth of Candy Crush time on the daily, just probably, you know, running up the numbers, dude.
There's sites that you can't look at here in the stadium.
Candy Crush Anonymous is where this guy had to go.
No. Really?
Allegedly, if he wanted to keep his job. They're like,
how you know, brothers?
It just popped up on my phone.
Like sites you can't go to?
Yeah, you try and look at OnlyFans on your phone, and it just pops up, and it says Safari block.
Every once in a while, Brian's like, oh, dude, I got
some
this new
haters.
OnlyFans account. You guys should see this. How many you got now? How many you subscribe to now?
Oh, too many to count.
Big daddy.
Most of them are chicks, too, which I think is
most
awesome.
Of them.
Biggest all of the week, though, goes, of course, to the Kentucky motel that was ordered to pay $2 million after a guest died from a 150-degree shower.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me? 76-year-old Alex Tronis took the ultimate L, which was death, because he was like third-degree burns across his body, 150 degrees in the shower. They didn't have a regulator on that thing, and I don't know what happened.
So he stepped in and turned it on, or you didn't turn it on first and get the temperature? I mean, respect to him.
Right.
I just know my process when I get in the shower.
There's no respect
to him.
What the hell are you doing?
You're always you never turn the shower on while you're already in it. You turn it on, you let it get warm, and then you go touch it, and you're like, okay, it's too hot. Let me scale it back a little bit.
Was there any steam, like hot? I mean, like, whoa.
I would imagine there was some steam. It was 150 degrees.
76 years old, had a good run.
Oh, damn.
He did.
I'm serious. No, he did. If you don't know the showers that high, I mean.
76 a good run.
And it is fantastic.
Well, how could you not see? That's
maybe,
what I'm saying.
Maybe it switched on while he was in there.
Somebody flushed the commode from next door.
Yeah.
It flipped on him. Maybe he's trying to get it back cold, but it's not working. And now all of a sudden he's 76 years old
he
and
move.
He's burning. And now he's like, you can't do it. You're so shocked or something. You can't help yourself.
I don't know, man. I hope that doesn't happen to me.
I feel so vulnerable when I'm in the shower, too, bro.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Yeah, I'm in the shower and I hear my dogs bark or something. Oh, God.
That was one of the biggest gripes that I had to figure out early in marriage with my wife. She loved to try and scare me when I was in the shower.
No, don't do that.
And I'm like, honey, listen, like, honestly, when you scare me at any time, it pisses
me off.
Cold
water over the railing?
But in the water, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
This is a dangerous place here.
You want me here, right?
All
right?
You're going to make me slip. So that's a you are absolutely vulnerable in the shower, and this poor guy, 76 years old, 150 degrees.
I
check your water
believe.
Temperatures, especially when you're at a local Kentucky motel.
Damn,
you got to be careful, folks.
$2 million to his family.
Yeah, $2 million to the family. Honestly, it's not enough in my mind. I mean, that place should be going out of business forever. That motel should be Dunsky.
I don't know.
You don't get to do this anymore. You've lost your opportunity, man. 150 degree shower. You're killing 76 year olds because of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an ultimate L. And I just I feel for the man and his family.
His family's probably like, oh well, you know, he had a good run.
They're like, well, the $2 million. The family's like, hey, 76.
Maybe.
You think they're saying it might be worth it over there? Is that what you're doing?
Just an awful way to go.
Maybe
bro.
Wasn't going to leave enough.
Truly. Hey,
awful
honestly,
go,
just
bro.
An awful. You never think to yourself when you have those moments of, like, how is it going to happen for me? You never think Kentucky motel, 150 degree shower, 76 years old. You never think that.
Nope.
But
I hope
guy,
it's
that
at the
was
China
fortune.
Buffet when it happens to me.
just
I'm getting that
just
one
death
last
by orange
bite,
chicken.
One last bite of orange chicken, and I just boom.
Death by dumpling?
Just my head hits the desk.
That's
and
the
I'm,
proudest way you could go out.
I'm done. Like, I wipe my mouth, and just my head hits the desk.
Oh, I love it. All right,
like that brought us.
It's the G-Bag Nation here. We will do less death talk coming up next, but we do have a Friday news dump. I got some really, really good news, and we have a desperado on the loose here locally. That's
Ooh.
Next in the nation.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.